Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Some prominent American business and political figures are taking an unusual public stand, saying the Wuhan, China coronavirus containment efforts actually threaten to strangle the booming U.S. economy if applied too broadly. More than that, though, some have even begun to question if the pound of prevention is in fact worth the ounce of cure if it means a global recession or worse. Joining us now is Todd Starnes. Todd is a nationally syndicated talk show host and author of the best-selling book, Culture Jihad. Todd, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John, great to be with you, and glad to know you're weathering the apocalypse.
The apocalypse, yeah. No, exactly. And yes, I am doing fine and not coughing and in asymptomatic. And you know what, Todd? If I was symptomatic, I'd stay home. But since I'm not, I'm here. I'm working, which is what I think everybody should be doing. Am I wrong?
No. I think there's something to that. And, you know, one of the things we talk about on my radio program, we're conservative. We call it conservative common sense radio. And we really try to deploy a pretty healthy dose of common sense when we're looking at the big issues of the day. And I'll give you an example of that. You know, one of the big concerns I've had over all of this is how easily American citizens were willing just to give up their civil liberties. And there was a story out of Louisiana where the governor issued a mandate, said you cannot have a gathering of over 50 people. And if you do, that's against the law. So there was a large church in near Baton Rouge, the state capital of Louisiana, and the pastor said, well, we're going to have a church service. And afterwards, the local police department came out and they told the pastor that if you do this, pastor, it's not going to be us showing up. It's going to be the National Guard. Now, let's talk about common sense here, John, okay? I believe in freedom and freedom of religion, religious liberty. I have a pretty good track record of defending religious liberty. And the pastor has a right to invite the congregation to come into the church. But is that a prudent thing to do, considering that we don't know much about this virus? On the other hand, you've got the governor of Louisiana who's telling a church they have to shut their doors. He cannot do that. That is a violation of the Constitution. And that's what I'm talking about here, this common sense approach. I think we all need to be employing that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And you brought up the freedom of religion. I'm equally concerned about the Fourth Amendment, where you've got governors threatening effectively to seize property. limiting rights. You know, state and local governments are increasingly rolling out new limits on our individual liberty. They're closing businesses, confining people to their homes. You know, how is this not a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, that is a good question. And, you know, I broadcast my show from Brooklyn, New York. I live here in Brooklyn. I have to tell you that many of the mom and pop businesses are shut down. I can't tell you how many thousands of people are now having to file for unemployment because they lost their jobs, you know, in the service industry. And John, here's what I never understood. You know, they're telling people, hey, you know, it's dangerous to be around large gatherings of people. Okay, so what do? They shut down the mom and pop stores and the mom and pop diners, and then they turn around and they allow the big box stores like Walmart and Target to remain open.
Right.
Now, how are people more safe by that? I just want someone from the government to tell me that.
No, that's a good point. We're talking with nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes. And let me say right here, you know, if you're symptomatic, be smart, stay home. But, you know, how can the forced closure of small businesses, closing churches at a time when I think, frankly, we need God, bans on travel, restrictions of movement, control of purchasing and monitoring and reporting of behavior, how is this not concerning? Why aren't I hearing more people, more classical libertarians and more people who defend liberty speaking out about this, Todd?
Well, I think they're terrified to do that, to be honest with you, because clearly the mainstream media has an agenda here. They're scaring the living daylights out of everybody. And I've been telling my audience, just turn off cable news. Just don't even bother. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that fear is driving the national discourse right now and the narrative here. It's completely insane. And again, I'm not questioning the seriousness of whatever this virus is, but does it really warrant the response that it has received? And that is my big concern. And John, I want you to think about this. We've been having a big conversation about socialism in America over the past couple of years. Well, guess what? We're getting a pretty healthy taste of it right now. This is what socialism looks like. You go to the store, there's no bread. The government's telling you when you can walk outside of your house. The government's telling you when you can reopen your business. The government's telling you when you can go to your church house to pray. That's some scary stuff.
No, you're right. And I mean, I remember when Andrew Yang rolled out his $1,000 per individual, we laughed him off the stage. And much as I love the president for a lot of the things he's doing, now even the president is talking about sending everybody $1,000 checks. And again, if someone's sick, I get it. But I'm afraid that we're risking doing irreparable damage to our economy here. And what you mentioned earlier on is the damage to our individual liberties and to our rights and how quickly we've been willing to sacrifice them.
It is a very bad time right now. And I believe that a large part of this effort to tank the economy is to make sure this president does not get reelected. And the reason I say that is because there were plenty of people threatening to do that before we got to this point. But you talk about the economy, looking at the thousands of people that are now out of jobs. And this idea, you know, when Andrew Yang said, yeah, we're going to give everybody $1,000, I thought it was a bad idea. When Mitt Romney suggested it last week, I thought it was a really bad idea. And now when you've got the White House suggesting it, I think it's a really, really bad idea. And exactly where is that going? You know, what kind of a precedent are we setting here? You know, what happens when the next hurricane blows through, you know, God forbid, Florida?
Right.
And a lot of people are don't have jobs. Are we going to be giving everybody a check?
No, you're right. And this is Kansas. It's Tornado Alley. Same thing. Next time there's a tornado, are we going to expect the taxpayers to start writing checks to everybody? Todd, I thank you again for joining us, for bringing us a voice of reason. I know you have a fantastic new best-selling book out, Culture Jihad. I've read it. We've been able to give away an autographed copy on the show before. Can you tell us a little bit about it in the little time we have left?
Well, the book is a warning to America about what happens when socialism takes over a country. And so I think this is a timely book. And since you can't go to the movies, it's a perfect time to pick up a book to read.
Good point.
And, you know, if you want to help the economy, well, you can buy it on Amazon and someone will deliver it and that person will be gainfully employed. By the way, one other thing before I let you go, I just laughed real hard. I was doing a radio interview last week. And someone asked me about, well, Todd, what do you, you know, people are out there buying all the rolls of the toilet paper, and we're also getting reports that people are buying, they're hoarding ammo. They're buying ammo. And they said, what do you think about that? And I said, well, I think it's a terrific idea. And they said, well, why would you say something like that? I said, well, how else are you going to protect your stash of toilet paper if you don't have a gun that's loaded?
Yeah, I saw a similar comment from a good friend of mine who's in the state legislature, is an avid hunter and gun owner. And he said, I hope all these liberals keep hoarding toilet paper because us gun owners will know where to go to get it. Todd, thank you again. I know folks can catch your news and commentary here on KNSS, but if folks want more information on your show, I'm sure they can listen. Again, some people have a lot of downtime now, unfortunately. If they want to listen to your show and listen to podcasts of previous episodes, where can they go? What's the website?
Yeah, podsterns.com, and, you know, our podcast, it's free. You can download all 3 hours of the radio show, our newsletter. Again, it's everything's free of charge, and just great resources for folks who want to see what's happening in the country.
Well, and there's no social distancing limits there. You can, as many people who want to, can go listen online. So,
indeed.
Todd, thank you again for joining us tonight. It's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend. Carry on the fight.
Thanks, John.
After the bottom of the hour break, we'll talk with Dave Traubert from KPI about the potential impact of both the virus and the actions taken to prevent it on our booming economy. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.